Bank of Cardiff. This is Pete. How may I help you?
Good morning. My name is Horatio Tullock. I'm just curious. I got one of your letters. I'm going through here, and I see, I'm just checking to see exactly how do you qualify for one of your business loans.
Yeah. Oh, Horatio, do you have the 16-digit reservation code that's underneath on the bottom of your mailer?
That would be 2211-0801-0000-4194.
Perfect. Now let me pull up your file real quick here. Now, Horatio, what's a good number for me to give you a ring back just in case the call drops?
Just 954-242-6486.
6486. We're in the process of transitioning to a new phone system. Some of our calls have been dropping, but let me just confirm a couple pieces of information that we have on the business first, and then I'll get answer any of your questions and point you in the right direction here. Does that sound good?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. So what is the legal name of the business, Horatio?
Jamtech Transport, Inc.
Excuse me? Jamtech. And is that the DBA name as well, the doing business as?
No, it is Jamtech Transport, Inc.
Perfect. And Horatio, are you the owner of Jamtech? 100%?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Oh, very good, very good. And the structure of the business, I know you said it was incorporated. Is that an S-Corp or a C-Corp?
I think it would be S.
Perfect. And how long have you been in business for?
Since September of 1999.
Perfect. Just confirm the address for me really quick, and that's all we're going to need.
3901 Northwest 114 Avenue, Coral Springs, Florida, 33065.
Perfect, perfect. So, you know, we have a lot of different programs here at the bank. So why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking to do, and I'll point you into the right direction here.
I'm trying to get some cash flow, want to upgrade equipment, and to grow my business.
Okay. So, first of all, tell me a little bit about what you do. How did you get started in the industry? It looks like you're a trucking company,
yes,
correct?
Yes, sir, trucking. We haul freight all across the country. We got to run empty miles sometimes to pick up freight. But regardless, we have sometimes slow, sometimes good. But we manage to survive year after year.
Okay. And, you know, how'd you get into the business? I saw you're, you know, in business since 99. Did you work for another company and branch off into your own?
For my brother from 1978 till about 1986.
Oh, wow.
In trucking in New York, but I did not have my, I leased onto a company in New Jersey from 1989 till 1997. Then I relocate to Florida. I get my own authority and buy my own trailers. Then I start to work for myself.
Now, I'm assuming you're interstate. Do you just deal with only the East Coast, or you know, where's your customer base?
We go all over. We do a lot of Texas. We all 48 states. Just that sometime, if it doesn't pay, I just run where the revenue makes sense to run.
Yeah, of course, of course. Now, tell me a little bit about the fleet that you currently have. How many trucks do you have? How many trailers?
I have 2 trucks currently and 2 trailers.
Okay. I'm just taking some notes by hand, so bear with me here. So, you know, you told me you were interested in some cash flow and maybe upgrading some equipment. Now, are you getting a new piece of equipment, or are we fixing it up just
like
with repairs?
I would like to get a new trailer right now.
Okay.
Newer.
Yeah, okay. We do finance both new and used. So that's not a problem. And we even do private party, too. You have a private party, or are you working with a specific vendor, or you haven't really got there yet?
No. As a matter of fact, I have a truck lease currently, if I can get a better deal to buy it out, then that will also work better for me. I leased a 2010 truck in 2005, and if I can get a better deal on what I'm paying, then maybe it will be just make sense and get myself a nice, decent trailer, which is much newer.
Well, we don't really take over leases if you currently have one. We can get you a new financing program for a new trailer, and also do a working capital loan on the side for cash flow. And that's just based off of the revenue of the business, but we'll get there a little bit later. I just want to just get some more information on the trailer you're looking for. So what's an estimate on the trailer? You know, how much are you looking to spend?
Figure maybe about 35, and I might get about 10 for the one I have to trade in, so maybe about $25,000.
So you need about $25,000-$30,000 for the trailer. So do you have a specific vendor that you work with for this, or?
I would go straight to Utility or Great Dane. That's the two trailers I have in mind that I would buy, Utility or Great Dane.
Okay. Are they based in Florida as well?
Yes, we have many bases in Florida. Florida, we have Utilities in Miami. We have Great Dane in Miami. But most of them, I'd rather go up to Central Florida, where you have a much more space to look at much more choices.
Yeah, they got some more inventory.
Yeah, like in Lakeland, Florida, you have a vast land space up there with hundreds of reefer. It's all reefer trailers. That's all I do, refrigerated trailers.
Okay. Yeah, so who are your normal customers as far as, you know, different companies that you work with? Is it mostly shopping or, you know,
well,
like...
I just shop around anywhere the bargain's at, and whoever have the bargain, that's where I buy from. For years and years, I have not financed a trailer in years. I just buy them cash. But now I realize that what the demand is in the marketplace, they're kind of really expensive. And, you know, cash flow is kind of hard to come up to buy, you know, like a 2010, 2011 trailer, you know, with a good unit, low hours, you know, for what's in demand right now. Then I need to have more modernized equipment, which is more technologically sound.
Yes, exactly. So, you know, how often did you used to get trailers in the past? Like every 10 years, and now it's kind of expedited?
Maybe like every, say, 5 years, 6 years.
Okay. So, what kind of, you get them every 5, 6 years, so as far as the term length on these, you're thinking, what, about 5-year term, 60 months?
I would say that, yes.
Okay. So, you know, just to run some numbers for you, a $25,000 trailer on a, you know, 5-year term, so 60 months. So you're looking somewhere, you know, a little bit over $500 a month. Like, you know, obviously I don't have exact numbers, but just kind of thinking out loud here. Do you think that's something you can afford?
That's something in the region I would like to be.
Perfect. Just around 500, give or take a little bit, not sure. So that's good. And so now let's get to, you know, how long do you think that will take to cash flow, or how long do you think it'll pay for itself?
Normally, if I get a 5-year trip, I would not take the 5. I would figure maybe 3 years I would done pay off for it, because what I would do is, when this thing is busy, I make additional payments so as to pay it off early.
Okay, so, you know, on average, this will probably get you an extra $10,000 a year, you're thinking, if it'll cash flow in
about
there.
Oh, absolutely, because they could haul like flowers, fresh-cut flowers, they're very picky. The shipper's very picky and very specific in the age for the fresh-cut flowers. I live in the close to Miami region, and there's a ton of fresh cut flowers on a daily basis that is available for you to haul, but they would not load me. I got an 04 trailer, the newest one I have is 04. They tend to look the other way, they don't want to load a 04.
I got
other products, yes, but you know, the flowers pay much, much better, but you got to be equipped for them to give it to you. I want a good trailer.
What's the extra difference in maybe getting freight like flowers versus, I'm not sure what else you get, you know, your produce of other sort.
Produce down here, but The produce carry a high season in price, like the month of from April to July. The produce, you do very well in those months. After that, you know, you might have very limited produce unless you import out of Miami. Doesn't pay much, you know, but I normally follow, like now the berry season starts in Texas this week. They would not load me with the blackberry and the blueberry, you know. They're just specific on the age. Got a 134 continuous, and even though my unit will do it, but the brokers, a lot of time insurance, don't pay claims for freight, and because of that, they tend to look the other way and looking for the oldest 2010 unit. They don't want to load anything older than that with the berries. You know, berries is not a high revenue freight. Most of them would not load my 04 trailer.
Yeah, yeah. So you think in 2010 is the minimum you're looking for?
Yeah, 010 and up.
Perfect, perfect. That's good. It's better to get trailers that are a little bit newer on the financing end. It's just a little bit easier. So when do you have a deadline for this, Horatio, or you know you're just looking to get it as soon as possible?
Get it as soon as possible. You know, once I can get the financing, so that's why I'm calling to see exactly how do I qualify, and also I would need some cash flow.
Yeah, yeah, of course. So what's your personal credit look like? You know, just give me a ballpark.
I am not going to lie to you. I could look it up and see, but I don't, maybe it's even under 500, because for the last maybe 9-10 months, I'm struggling, you know, cash-wise. It's just so much things to do and not, you know.
Okay.
I have a lot of, driver disadvantage with my equipment. It just takes so much that I just, you know,
yeah,
pull one of the truck off the road. You know, this one driver between the month of March to about October, he got me in the hole about $30,000.
How many drivers do you have?
I have two, but right now I'm driving myself so as to kind of come out of the hole. You know, so right now I put one of the truck on the lot, let it sit there for a little while, and I'm running one. But like I say, you know, for one truck to do so much, it's kind of hard.
You can't, yeah. What do your gross annual sales look like?
Last year, I did well over 200,000, and that was with like nothing. You know, I could do much better if I have better equipment and everything. I did well over 200,000 last year.
Okay. You think you did over 250, possibly, or no?
Let me see your voice. Let me take a look and see what the hell this is. That's not it. Give me a minute, I could take a look and see exactly. 2015, okay. Let me take a look here and tell you what was done. The business last year, where the hell did it go? $225,575.
There you go.
That is with a lot of equipment downtime and got to pay so much expense to renovate. But that was what it was last year.
Okay, so, you know, these are two options here, Horatio. And what with the cash flow, what were you looking, you know, what's the primary use for that? Just like paying your drivers, fuel costs?
Get tires. My fuel card to have access for fuel and stuff like that, pay my drivers. And if I need tires, I can just, you know, instead of buying used tires and have to go back so often, I could just put on much better tires. So your operational would improve because you have more riding on. Instead of just, you know, have to be settling for any little thing.
Okay. So basically, from the information I've gathered, we're looking into doing an equipment loan for a new trailer for about 25 grand, 30 grand, give or take. And then how much were you looking for from the cash side? Maybe 10,000? What were you looking for?
Maybe 10,000-15,000 would put me right in position.
Okay. Good position. Alright, so Horatio, here's the situation. we're going to shoot for doing an equipment loan for, you know, the trailer and get that set up on its own term. I think it's 60 months. It would be really nice for the cash flow for you, not too stressful. It's only like $500 a month. And then do a separate $10,000 to $15,000 working capital loan. These loans are a lot shorter term. I'm talking 18 months, 1 year. Is that something that you think you could handle from a cash flow perspective?
I would have to work with it, because once I know my obligation, I used to take a lot of business loan. These little, what you call it, what do you call them, income generated loans. But the terms run like 3 months, and those kind of kill me, man. When I say kill me, they're just so expensive, like daily payments. I rather monthly payments loan, that at least I have breathing space. But the bank will pay my account every day, and it's just kind of hard.
These are slightly similar. They are daily payment, but what you can do is a very good option, is prepay. So, for instance, instead of paying every day, Monday through Friday, you know, $100, you just pay, if you want to do every other week, every Monday, you just pay, I'm going to pay for 10 days worth. So you just paid $1,000, or you can pay $2,000 and, you know, then you're done for the month. So from a cash flow perspective, it's like having a monthly payment, but, you know, the banks are still satisfied. They're getting their money up front. They don't care if it's on a daily or monthly basis.
Converted with something like that. What would that cost me per day if it's a daily payment?
Those numbers I can't really spit out. Like the equipment, it's a lot harder because they take a look at your bank statements and predicate the numbers off that. That's also what I wanted to get over to, Horatio. So for the equipment, I'm thinking it's going to be a 50-50 yes or no, just because of your credit. And so it's going to be, you know, just a toss-up, so it's hard to tell, because your credit has to be better for equipment. For the working capital, because it's based on revenue, you know, I'm thinking we can get you about $20,000, maybe even $25,000 in just unsecured working capital. Now, obviously, option number one, the goal is to get you the equipment and the 10 to 15. But if we cannot do the equipment because of credit reasons, we can still probably do the working capital of about $20,000. So, and it's unsecured. So then you, from there, can decide what you want to do with it. You can take the $20,000, just use it for payroll, tires, gasoline, have a very smooth rest of the next couple months. And, you know, it'll be like a 8 to 10 to 12 month loan for, you know, $10,000, $20,000, whatever you want to take. And you could use it for that, or you could put it towards the trailer yourself, you know what I mean? So basically, one loan you could use for either or, the working capital. But it is shorter term, and because it's unsecured, it's more expensive. That's why the better option would just to be get the equipment and then also just get you a little $10,000 on the side. So that's what we're going to shoot for, but it's going to be dependent on credit. So what I'm just going to have
the
you
one
do...
That is, the one that is income generated, what does your bank statement got to show for like $20,000?
You're pretty in line. Usually... Horatio, the rule of thumb, now it sways a little bit, but a good general rule of thumb for the working capital is about 1 month worth of revenue. So if you're telling me you did about 225 last year, I'm thinking we could probably get you around 18 to 20 thousand. So you fall in line perfectly with that. But obviously, if you only get $18,000, you're not going to be able to cover expenses and buy the new trailer. You have to make a decision there. So ideally, I would like to just get you $10,000 or $15,000 and get you the separate financing for the trailer on the side. But like I said, that's just going to come down to credit analysis and credit rating. So what I'm going to get from you right now, I'm just going to get your email address, send you an email with what I need. It's really quick. It's just some business bank statements and a business tax return along with the two applications I'm going to send you. And then from there, once we'll be able to send that to underwriting and they'll process your credit, I'll give you a call and give you a decision. Hey, we're not going to be able to, or we will be able to do the equipment. And then from there, we'll be able to decide what amount of capital that looks better for you. Because you're obviously not going to want to take out $20,000, or maybe you are, I don't know, if you get the truck, if you get the trailer. If you don't get the trailer, you might want all the money, correct?
Okay, yeah.
All right, so what's a good email for you?
Horatio Tulock.
Can you spell that for me?
H-O-R-A-T-I-O.
Mm-hmm.
T-U-L-L-O-C-H.
Perfect.
1960.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I'll send you an email in a couple minutes, and it's actually really quick, Horatio. The good thing is, you know, you don't have to wait forever like a traditional bank. It takes only about 24 hours, 48 hours for me to get an answer once you get the application. So we'll know within hours once you give me your application if the equipment is going to work or not.
But you already work lender, correct?
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
Okay, then, so let me get it and see what happens.
Perfect. I'll send that over in a few minutes. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.